the following PM Team Power Rankings. Best quarterbacks to play for either the Steelers or Chargers. Now, as a clarification here, because Russell Wilson has not technically played a game for the Steelers yet, he is ineligible. But anyone else who has been a quarterback who has appeared in a regular season game for either team is eligible. The Chargers have never won a Super Bowl, but they have a great list of former quarterbacks. They have
Pony.
Probably what?
Well, I'm just I was gonna say you're setting this up, and I think you're ready for a Mulsey oversight. And if you let me name the first name that we can submit,
well,
and kick around.
Well, so I put together an order here. Here's how we'll do it. I will name number one ranked guy.
Uh-huh.
Then you will name the number two ranked guy.
Uh-huh.
Then Donnie will name number three. Then it'll come back to me for four and five, and then Donnie will have the right, as the last guy, to make one alteration
okay.
to the list.
Okay.
Move somebody up, throw somebody out, and put somebody else in.
All right,
in.
So you're
you
right. Okay, sure. I get it? Not really, but sure.
My number one. Number one quarterback to play for either the Steelers or Chargers.
Yeah, I know who it's going to be.
Johnny Unitas.
Yeah, I knew that. See, you thought that I was going to forget he played for the Chargers to end his career.
40 years old.
Yeah. I knew you were going to do it. I knew you were going
to
do it.
Russell Wilson has the potential to
be. He was absolutely stank for the Chargers.
What year
was horrible.
It?
1973.
That's wild.
Think Bob Labriola could be listening to us right now, very proud that we have recognized Johnny U?
I think that Russell Wilson has the potential to be one of those guys where it's like, oh my God, I completely forgot that he was in Pittsburgh for a year. Oh my God, I forgot that Jerry Rice was
the
in
Seahawk.
Seattle and Franco Harris was a Seahawk. And oh my God, Joe Namath played for the Rams.
Who is the all-time
Emmitt
version
Smith
of
for
that
the Cardinals?
Guy? Well, Emmitt Smith broke the all-time rushing record when he was there in Arizona, did he not?
Didn't
he do it against Dallas?
Yes. No.
I thought
yes.
he did.
Yes,
yeah.
He did.
I think
what
I thought he already
there.
Had the record with Dallas.
I could have swore he broke a record with them. I'm trying to think of who another a truly great example of a wait, he played. I mean, to me, Dion with the Ravens is kind of like that.
It is. That's a good one.
Dion with the Ravens is a funny one.
T.O. had a few at the end.
T.O. with the Bengals is
How
a very funny. You could do a lot of the ones with T.O. It has to be somebody, though, preferably, who played basically their whole career with one team and then just stapled on a bizarre tour of duty.
Ballsy, who's two?
I got to go Bradshaw here. I don't think there should be any argument either. Like, the guy won four Super Bowls, played in a completely different era. I know your Johnny U argument is partly based on don't look at the stats. The guy played in a completely different time period for the NFL. Bradshaw wasn't exactly playing in air raid offenses. He won four Super Bowls. He also tended to play his absolute best in the biggest moments for them, the biggest games. They wouldn't have all four of them if Bradshaw hadn't played as well as he did in the majority of them, especially later when they had turned into more of a pass-oriented offense. I'm going Bradshaw here, and I don't even think it's controversial.
You don't think putting him ahead of Drew Brees or Ben Roethlisberger, is that all controversial?
I don't think it should be.
I think it's very controversial.
All right. You always think things I say are controversial, and then you have very convoluted statistical arguments to back up your point, and then I just tell you you're wrong.
Donnie, who is the third best quarterback to suit up for either the Steelers or Chargers?
I'm putting Big Ben right ahead of Drew Brees. I had these for a while, like, slashed out, like Unitas. I had him easy number one. I actually did have Bradshaw number
easy
two.
Easy number one. None of us have ever seen Johnny Unitas play football. I was going to put him up there and put him number one just to make Pony happy that I remembered that he played for the Chargers. None of us ever watched a game he played live. He
and you never
played,
watched a game Bradshaw played live, and you just put him ahead of Ben.
I'm just saying, though, Johnny U played like truly different. Do I?
Do you like him?
I give him his respect. I say he's an easy, obvious Hall of Famer.
You said there was no debate that Bradshaw was better than him. I think that's pretty
twice as many titles.
When I made a comment about Dan Fouts not having any titles today, you gave me the Trent Dilfer argument, and now you're using the
argument
again?
I think it absolutely should only be used in extreme cases like that. Like, if somebody were to tell you Dilfer's better than Marino, you disqualify them. But I don't think it's at all controversial that a guy who played in an era where quarterbacks were getting suplexed by guys like Turkey Jones and were calling their own games on the field, I don't think that he should get dinged for that.
Why Ben ahead of Breeze, Donnie?
I mean, I just, obviously, personal bias for one. but I...
I like that you just get right out in front of it and say, actually, just bias.
I think I'm just going to go with the fact that I like one guy more than the other.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think Breeze is an all-time great quarterback, don't get me wrong. But I am just going to go with Ben, the two Super Bowls over one. Neither guy has a league MVP either, so you can't like make that individual argument for Breeze. And we know people love making the dome argument, and that's where Drew Brees really made his money. He hasn't really remembered. I know this isn't the exercise, but he played majority of his career in a lot easier climates, and I'm giving Ben the edge. But I had them slashed out. Like, I had those two, like, Ben
slash Brees. So was your top of the heap Unitas and Bradshaw?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, yeah, so Donnie even puts Bradshaw ahead of Ben.
Yeah, so don't even bother arguing about it. Two-thirds majority rules.
All right, I'm going to put Breeze four then. I would have him higher, but that's neither here nor there. The guy, in my opinion, is the most accurate passer in NFL history. I think if it was a game of darts, football style, I think he'd beat everyone who ever played the game, Brady included.
You and I actually are in agreement on this.
He is the Greg Maddox of NFL quarterbacks.
I don't think it's dramatically... He's, like, dramatically ahead of Ben. And I can actually understand, if you're in Roethlisberger's shoes, why you would get jammed up. Because I think he does. That people consider Breeze a better quarterback. But the longevity... I also think he deserves... Here's something else that doesn't get said about him a ton. He's a good athlete. Anybody that plays in the NFL has to be a good athlete in traditional terms. He was maybe 6 feet tall. To be that dominant from the pocket at that height... And that accurate, I think, is like borderline wizardry.
All right, who's five, Malsy?
I mean, it gets late early out there. I will go Fouts, though. I think Fouts belongs over Rivers. The Steelers, we love Cordell. Cordell, a friend of the show. He's the third best quarterback in team history for the time being.
How about Bobby Lane?
I'm not doing that. I think Fouts is a Hall of Famer, first off. Fouts also, I think, was the quarterback at the forefront of a revolutionary turn in offense, the Air Coryell. There's a run there where Fouts has never thrown. It starts in 79 and extends to 81. Dan Fouts, till that point, has been a good quarterback, but by no means what I would call great, right? He's only thrown for 200 yards a game on average for one season, and that was where he only played four games. He'd never topped 3,000 yards. Ironically enough, in 78, he had 2,999 yards, okay? And then here is a three-season run, basically in his physical prime. 4,082 yards, led the league. 4,715 yards, led the league. 4,802 yards, led the league. Also led the league that year with 33 touchdown passes. The next year, the strike year, was on pace to throw for 5,000 yards. 2,883, and he had 17 touchdowns. He absolutely was the guy who I think was the player who revolutionized passing in the NFL. He walked so Dan Marino, for example, could run.
Len Dawson also was eligible here because he did start his career with the Steelers and did appear in games. Donnie, you have the last word here. Is there any move you want to make, add someone to the list and take someone off, or move someone up a spot? You're allowed to do that one time.
So I didn't even think of Dawson, so that was a good pull there. I didn't even have him on my radar for this. I did have Rivers slash Fouts for that number five spot, but I think the historical context there that Chris brings up is very important. Like, he was one of the players that truly revolutionized the position. It wasn't just a dude who threw for, you know, 2,000 yards back in the 80s, and he threw a million interceptions, and he threw for, like, seven touchdowns. He was one of the first quarterbacks that actually looked like a quarterback that could be playing right now. A quarterback that could have played in the 2000s, in the 2010s. Rivers, the numbers are better on his end. The counting numbers are better on his end. And don't get me wrong, I think he'll be in the Hall of Fame at some point one day too. So I have those guys in a pretty close to even keel. Rivers, you know, 11 career playoff wins. That's far and away the Chargers' best in team history. But neither guy has a Super Bowl. Both guys struggled in the playoffs historically. I mean, I know he just gave the playoff wins, but it's not like they got it done in the biggest moments, so it's hard to really give either guy the edge there. But I do think historically, I'm going to go Fouts.
All right. 5-1. Dan Fouts, Drew Brees, Big Ben, Terry Bradshaw, Johnny U. Five best quarterbacks to have played for the Steelers or Chargers. Justin Herbert did not get consideration by us.
And an absolutely ridiculous late submission for random guys who played 1 year, because that's why Johnny U's number one here, who played 1 year. Tim Brown, 15 or 16 years with the Raiders. I had no idea this happened.
The Bucs?
Yes.
Yeah.
Pony, I don't think it's wrong that people are like, oh, he appeared in 15 games with the Bucs in 2004.
Charlie remembers that.
He's a Buccaneers fan. Of course he remembers that.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.